Good morning. Good morning, New Jersey. Chime time, 8:13. I'm Jim Gearhart. Wednesday morning, March 5th. In the last half hour, we talked with Debbie Manns, who is speaks for the organization New York, New Jersey Baykeeper, and talking about a plan that the state has in motion right now to dump what is said to be what huge amount of material, which is some of which is considered to be toxic, in a floodplain, which apparently is against the rules. So we talked with Debbie about that, and now responding to that, Larry Raganese. Larry speaks for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm glad you called. Essentially, what I think is going on, and my information is based pretty much on Debbie, what Debbie says, and also this New York Times article that I'm sure you're aware of.
I'm aware, and I wish the New York Times reporter had spent some time talking to us about the facts.
So. Right, so what it boils down to, in a sense, is that the Department of Environmental Protection is politically motivated to waive the rules against dumping hazardous material in a floodplain. Is that not pretty much what the essence of their article?
The essence of their article, let me just tell you the facts.
Okay.
I don't want to get into the essence of their article.
Two things.
Number one, you mentioned toxic. There's no toxic materials to be dumped there. No highly contaminated materials. What you have is a site along the Rahway River, a former American cyanamid operation that is leaking aluminum sludge into the river. A previous capping effort there about a decade ago has been failing. We found that there was contamination going into the river, the type of contamination that Debbie Manns and the Baykeeper should not want in that river. We immediately reached out to the responsible party, the owner of the property, to demand that action be taken to stem this flow. The property owner has responded properly. Hire a licensed professional remediation expert and has put together a plan at their expense to stem this pollution and to properly cap the site. And that's really what we have going on here. We have been working with them for the past couple of years. They initially sent us a plan that the DEP staff did not want. In fact, when we were very critical of the plan that was sent to us, that's actually correct. Debbie talks about the DEP staff being appalled and aghast. Well,
yeah.
We're not appalled and aghast. We professionally vetted this plan. The original plan that came to us was very insufficient. And we publicly, in documents to them that are public documents, were very critical. We made them go back, dramatically revamp that plan so that it could meet all environmental requirements in New Jersey. They've come back to us. We've thoroughly looked at that plan. Our scientists, our engineers, basing our decisions on facts and science, and we have recently approved a plan that can let them start work shortly on recreating the berms on the site to stem the pollution with the goal of capping it completely and then putting part of it into future redevelopment. For some small commercial warehouses or storage or things of that nature. And as far as flooding is concerned, Debbie Manns continues to say that floodwaters will run across this site and wash contaminated materials into the watershed. That's not true. This has been properly engineered. There's no possibility of that occurring. All Debbie has to do is go and talk to some experts at DEP who know about flooding. Talk to the Army Corps of Engineers. They'll explain the flow of tides to her, but she, for some reason, insists on not paying attention to it. And she's scaring people, scaring people about this project.
Yeah, if you read the material available, I think, as you mentioned, the New York Times, there was a Star Ledger editorial about it, all sort of pointing in the same direction, pretty much supporting what the Baykeep people had said.
Jim, they keep saying that the DEP staff is opposed to this and appalled and aghast, and that's not the case. Our scientists, of course, were very critical. That's our job. When someone comes to us with a major project that has an environmental impact, our job is to tear it apart. I mean, our staff was not kind to this report. They were critical. And so Debbie and the critics see the original documentation that was very critical, and they say, aha, look, they're opposed to it. But they're not looking at step two, that this property owner had to spend an enormous amount of time and money to come back to us with something that would fit our requirements.
But it's certainly worth it. I mean, they stand to profit mightily, do they not? Because they're the ones who are going to be doing the material. The tipping fees?
Well, they're whoever with the responsible party. The way it works is this: you own the property, you must remediate it. You come to us with a plan. As long as that plan fits our environmental requirements here at the DEP, we're looking at the environmental issues. If Debbie and others want to get into issues of political intrigue, that's up to them and others. But here at DEP, the only thing we're looking at is the environmental portion of it.
So you say categorically, pretty much, there's no political-economic interests in this. Is it purely scientific?
At DEP, that's not on the plate here. Any political intrigue is for others. Here, we only look at the type of soils, the tidal flows, the pollution that's now going into the Rahway River, the wetlands rules. I mean, that's our job here. It's our job is to look at it environmentally. We take everything else off the plate. Politics and intrigue are for others. Our scientists worked on this really hard, our engineers, and I would tell you that Debbie and the group are scaring folks needlessly. This is not what she's saying.
Larry, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking a moment to tell us about this.
Jim, thank you.
Thanks. Larry Raganese, who is the spokesperson for the Department of Environmental Protection. Well, you get both sides of this. I think some of this is a matter of bad timing, Bob, because of the Roxbury.
Yeah, I think the DEP's in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it would seem that way. So, yeah. Anyways, moving on, 8:19, and Bob will have the traffic, Alan, the weather coming up.